This is Ken Skrowe with CEO Katz. My guest this afternoon is Bill Adler. Bill was the chief executive officer and co-founder of CyberScrub. CyberScrub is a closely held company. Bill, thank you very much for joining us today.
Well, thank you for having us today.
I think everybody who's ever used a computer had a file lying around that they thought that they had erased, and it was still there. Your company helps solve that problem, doesn't it?
Well, we're actively working to solve that problem. Most people just aren't aware that everything that they do on their computer, whether they've deleted it or attempted to delete it, put it in the recycle bin, is really still there. And it takes a third-party utility at this point due to flaws in the Windows operating system to give you any modicum of security and really get that file gone.
Oh, why doesn't the file disappear when I think I've erased it?
Well, it has to do with the way that Windows was designed originally. At the time when Windows first came out, no one envisioned having a, you know, 2 or 3 or 20 megabyte hard drive. At the time, hard drives were very small. And the thinking was that as you constantly wrote to your computer, the deleted information would be easily overwritten. Because of the way Windows has evolved and the size of the Windows operating system itself, it requires such a large disk to really make it run efficiently. What's happening is that when you delete a file, the chances of you overwriting that file are very slim, if nil.
Now, what about the Internet? I mean, we have things like cookies and all these other things that sound like they taste good, but in fact they can be very dangerous, can't they?
Well, they can help to establish user profiles that many times can be very invasive. And that is one of the other things that our product does. Our product is basically a dual-purpose utility, and it covers security issues in two very basic realms. And let me just quickly hit upon these. One, it securely deletes information from your computer. So even if you're not on the Internet at all and you've deleted files, it can go back and really make sure that those previously, quote, deleted files are really deleted. And it can perform secure deletion on demand. So, for example, if you have just created a document, a Word document or something like that, and you might be sitting at your cubicle and have company takeover plans. You know, you don't want those to fall into the boss's hands. But I'm just trying to be illustrative here. You could absolutely delete that file beyond recovery. Now, the other major area that CyberScrub takes care of is the elimination of all traces of your online activity. And what we're talking about here are, of course, not only the sites that you visited on the Internet, but also any email correspondence that you securely need to get rid of. Most people aren't aware that if you view a photograph of any type on the Internet, that photograph is on your computer and it's going to stay on your computer. So CyberScrub goes through those things and eliminates all those traces of your online activity and gives you a modicum of privacy once again, which is so important to everyone.
So if we use maybe a strong word, you kind of sanitize the computer?
That would be a very apt description.
Who are you actually marketing your product to? Is it B2B? Is it B2C?
Well, actually, we've identified a number of very target-rich markets. We originally came with the idea of marketing directly to the consumer, and that has provided a very good base of revenue for us. However, you know, the longer that we've been involved with this, we found that there are a number of market sectors that have been very interested in the product. For example, healthcare insurance industry. I mean, people in that particular industry are entrusted with the most sensitive of information. And, you know, of course, there is a liability if that information were to get out. So they've been very interested in the product. Accountants and attorneys, you know, for the obvious reasons, need secure deletion functions. Banks, financial institutions, and here again, just on the most broad spectrum, corporate users of every type, because, I mean, look at it like this. A corporation would not take their sensitive documents, put them in a hefty trash can liner bag, and put them on the curb. And I use that analogy because if you were to treat your digital information the same way, that's really what you would be doing. And digital information, must be securely sanitized, to use your word, because, you know, there are so many different ways that information could get out. And it's just a very responsible position to make sure that what you have deleted or you need to make secure is in fact secure.
Of these markets that you've identified, what sort of strategy are you using to reach them?
Well, we've utilized a number of different methods. We have been very successful in some viral marketing programs that we've used. As far as our consumer-based marketing, we have been successful in market placement. In other words, we have been able to incorporate our program on a companion CD of a book that's coming out in a week or so. That is a good way to get our product out into the market. There is another security application, which I can't mention as of today, but is a very widely known privacy and security application, and we're going to be bundled with that. So that here again will give us brand recognition, market penetration, and a presence in the security field. And it's through these types of market penetrations that we hope to establish, you know, ourselves as the premier product in our particular market category.
How much does your product sell for?
Well, we have a very flexible pricing structure. We have three different versions of the product. They go from $19.95 to $39.95. And, of course, we negotiate site license options for corporations that need, you know, a huge volume of the product. So that's open, and we're very flexible on that.
How have you financed your company, Bill?
Basically through just private financing at this point.
Has getting people to develop the software been a problem for you at all?
No, that really hasn't been, because we have found that there is such an interest in security and privacy applications. This has been an area that people have been very anxious to get into. And, you know, hopefully we'll provide a vehicle for them.
Yeah. What do you think your major challenges are at this point?
Well, I would say, like in anything, you know, our major challenge is education. And what I mean by that is that we have to continually educate our markets that there is a danger. And there is an issue that needs to be dealt with. Most people are coming online for the first time, and they really have no idea how much at risk they truly are. As far as the corporate sector goes, you know, people can be very adept at certain areas of running a corporation, but then, you know, they've left the door unlocked. And many times, you know, even people that are in MIS or IT just aren't really aware of the danger unless, God forbid, they're hacked into or something and the information is pilfered, and then they've got an entirely, they've got a crisis situation on their hands. And so we're hoping to, you know, make people aware of these situations. We're not trying to create a panic or a fear, but we're trying to let them know that this threat does exist.
To conclude our discussion, Bill, you're a privately held company, so numbers aren't generally easily attainable, but what are some of the milestones that we should be on the lookout for to see whether you're moving forward?
Well, I would say just watch the papers and read the news, because we've got a number of things that are happening that are very, very exciting to us. As I had mentioned a moment or so ago, we're going to be bundled with a major software privacy product that is very well known and will really put us front and center in the privacy arena. So I would just say, you know, just read the Wall Street Journal and Interactive Week, and again, check with Webcast and our CEO cast, and you will see our name pop up often and very soon.
Bill, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
I've been speaking with Bill Adler, who's one of the co-founders and the chief executive officer of CyberScrub. This has been Ken Strofer, CEO Cast, where Wall Street listens.